You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Pendengar sekalian, perasaan was-was ketika naik panggung adalah kecemasan yang dialami oleh banyak orang. Namun ada beberapa orang yang menyukainya, beberapa merasa takut, dan beberapa memilih untuk tampil di hadapan orang dalam pertunjukan kabaret. Berikut ini sebuah laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yu Wang. Ini adalah sebuah ruang yang dipenuhi oleh siswa yang rata-rata lebih tua, sebagian besar pensiunan, dan mereka bersemangat untuk meningkatkan kemampuan kinerja mereka dalam sebuah kelas tentang bagaimana mengatasi saraf mereka ketika tampil di depan umum. Pelatih vokal mereka, David Rogers Smith, sudah 7 tahun menjadi mentor para siswa dari sebuah program yang dikelola oleh Wali Kota Brisbane yang dinamakan Senior Cabaret Program.
If somebody's having a panic attack, breathe. Or they're really worried about it, what do you say?
Breathe.
Just breathe.
Merasakan aliran adrenalin saat pertunjukan di atas panggung adalah apa yang menarik Della Shia, berusia 62 tahun, untuk mendaftarkan diri untuk master class. Shia membandingkan bernyanyi di depan umum untuk mencari sensasi kegiatan seperti bungee jumping, tapi dilakukan di lingkungan yang aman. Tampil di depan penonton telah berada di daftar Shia selama bertahun-tahun. Ia telah bergabung dengan Brisbane Baltic Choir 10 tahun yang lalu, dan sekarang ia menjalani pelatihan untuk dapat masuk ke acara kabaret.
When two other ladies who do a cabaret act said, look, we need a third one, will you join us? You know, and you wear sequins and big headdresses and, you know, the amazing range of costumes that we have. I just said yes straight away. I didn't hesitate because I thought, look, if I have to think about it, I'm going to say no because I'll think up all the reasons how not to do it, why I shouldn't be doing it, and I don't sing well enough. But I just said yes straight away and I thought, well, I'll worry about the rest later.
Shia adalah salah satu dari 160 peserta yang berpartisipasi dalam masterclass senior Cabaret Brisbane City Council. Para siswa belajar teknik kinerja seperti bagaimana menyanyi dalam kelompok, bagaimana menjaga suara yang sehat, dan apa yang harus dilakukan secara fisik di atas panggung. Chris Vanessi dari Epiphany Production telah menjalankan acara ini, yaitu satu-satunya karya senior utama di Australia selama 7 tahun.
So we put together this program where we made available masterclasses for the seniors to work one-on-one with the professionals, which they'd never have done before. Then after they've had those masterclasses, then they went onto the stage and got to put some of that work into action on the stage. And then finally we have a gala concert at City Hall where it's more of a celebration of about 10 to 12 acts. So it's not a competition, it's more just a creative process.
Dari penggemar hingga profesional, Vanessi mengatakan terdapat berbagai peserta yang berusia 60-an hingga 90-an yang bercita-cita tinggi untuk mendapatkan kesempatan naik panggung.
You get seniors who have never sung before, but they've always wanted to, but they've thought, oh, I don't know if I'm good at it or if I should try. So they've finally going, okay, I'm going to give it a try and give it a go. Then you get some other performers who used to do it before they had children or a family. So they've always had that passion there, but they haven't been able to because of family circumstances. So now they're retired, they can choose to do what they like. And there's also some performers there that have been professional performers in their past and haven't sung for quite a long time.
Seorang mantan agen real estate dan perancang prop, Della Shia berharap ia dapat dipilih untuk mengambil bagian dalam salah satu pertunjukan publik di Brisbane.
You know, they say the worst fear in the world is selling your house and getting up in front of people and talking. And I think when you get up and you sing, it's like that. You're really putting yourself out there. And I had to eventually disband those ideas of what people thought about me, because, I mean, that can hold you back, thinking, gee, what do they think of me? Like, eventually I just let all that drop away so that I could just think about what is it that I think about me, not what anybody else thinks about me. So it was a really big confidence and learning curve that you go on.
Wing Chun Chong yang lahir di Indonesia dengan tenang menuju sesi privatnya dengan Roger Smith. Ketika ia membuka mulutnya, ia penuh dengan sukacita dan keyakinan saat ia menyanyikan lagu Itali terkenal O Solo Mio di kelasnya.
Hey,
Pria sederhana yang berusia 79 tahun ini baru saja menjalani operasi kandung empedunya 2 minggu sebelumnya. Chong adalah anggota paduan suara Chinese Little Candlelight Choir dan merupakan satu-satunya anggota warga Asia di paduan suara pria Itali setempat Giuseppe Verdi Choral Society.
I love Italian song. It's beautiful. You in the world, you see the opera. Everyone uses the Italian song. Sometimes repeat again. Some one song, maybe I sing it sort of 10 times. You must improve. You must learn in how to use the words.
Setelah mengamati ratusan para siswa sejak program itu dimulai 7 tahun yang lalu, Roger Smith bertanya-tanya apakah Cabaret Senior itu merupakan kesempatan bagi pensiunan untuk menemukan dan mempertahankan suara mereka.
And I love that this is seniors finding their voice or also continuing a voice that, you know, maybe they're retired and they feel like they don't have a voice because they're not in a work environment anymore. This, the inclusion of this particular cabaret festival is wonderful thing.
Wing Chong Chung telah bernyanyi di depan umum sejak ia masih di SMA. Cintanya untuk bernyanyi sudah lebih dari 60 tahun.
Singing is good for your body, you know. When you press, you keep your body healthy like that. So I need singing. I need sing. Singing will make you happy and exciting, you know. When you sing, you will relax like this. So if you sing more singing, you will long life.
Proses seleksi yang ketat melibatkan mentor bekerja dengan siswa dari 10 masterclass dan memantau penampilan mereka di acara masyarakat. Sebagai produser untuk Senior Cabaret, Vanessa mengatakan pada akhirnya semua itu akan berakhir pada pertunjukan terbaik dari selusin penampilan untuk program finale di Brisbane Town Hall.
It's more a celebration of the talent involved. So we make it like a variety concert. So you can't have, for example, 5 opera singers, even if they're the best singers out of everyone. It's more about putting on a show. So you have to get a contrast in styles. You have some dancing, have some opera, have some country music.
Sayangnya, Sia tidak terpilih. Chong di sisi lain tidak terpengaruh oleh operasinya baru-baru ini dan telah berhasil sampai ke babak final dan akan tampil di depan 1.600 orang di Brisbane Town Hall.
I'm very excited. When I sing with a lot of people, excited, I happy. No, usually the people enjoy. I enjoy too.
Vanessa melihat sebagian besar siswa menikmati kesempatan untuk menampilkan bakat mereka begitu banyak sehingga mereka telah kembali ke program itu tahun demi tahun.
You can imagine the friendships that they've made every year. You're seeing the same people reuniting and also you're seeing their voices develop. And some of them, you know, through this program are getting other opportunities to perform around Brisbane. That's fantastic, you know, they're getting to do what they love to do.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.